We have more Community Spotlight in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Community Internet Megavision, simply the best. And my guest this morning, Roxanne McCright from Big Pals Little Pals. Good morning.
Good morning, Riley.
How are you?
I am fine. It's great out this morning.
Oh, it is so gorgeous. So you have a big event coming up.
We do. Once a year, we have a big fundraiser, and our fundraiser is a bowl-a-thon. And so this year, we're doing our 15th annual bowl-a-thon.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to believe we've been doing this for 15 years, but it's so much fun, and we love working with the community to get this project going, and so it's great.
You know, that's what I love about this. It's a fundraiser, but it's a really fun one. You can bring the whole family out. You can make teams with your friends, your coworkers, whatever works.
Right. The way it works is that you gather a team of four people together to bowl, and the entry fee to bowl is $120, and with that, you bowl two free games that day. You also are, this year, we're adding bowl-a-thon on t-shirts.
Ah, cool.
So we have both on t-shirts to add, and also you get prizes throughout the day, and that's what kind of makes it fun.
So the date is when?
It is Sunday, November 5th. And it is from 1:30 to 3:30 at Westbrook Lanes.
So we're still looking for teams.
We are. We're always looking for teams. We would love to fill up the bowling alley. And so if this is something that you'd like to do, give us a call or email us, and we would love to have you join us.
So Big Pals, Little Pals, tell me a little bit about the program.
Well, we are a mentoring organization, and we match adult volunteers with kids that are from single-parent homes. And we're trying to provide them an adult brand, a good role model, and just someone else that they can talk to.
So what age do you have in the program?
We start at age 6, and they can actually be in our program till they're 19. So we kind of have a little time after they graduate that they can still kind of be in our program, and they've got their mentor that can kind of help them, you know, with the things that are going to happen after high school.
How many kids do you have that are in matches right now?
We usually have around 50 matches, but we have 19 kids that are waiting. So we have lots of kids that need a big pal. So, you know, if this is ever anything you've thought about, we've got a lot of kids that really need just a good friend, someone else that they can talk to.
What are some of the requirements for being a mentor?
You know, almost anyone can be a big pal. Of course, it needs to be someone of good character. Mm-hmm. And we do go through background checks with all of our mentors. But it just needs to be someone who likes to be around kids. Someone that maybe wants to teach kids some of their hobbies, maybe help them with some homework if that's what they need, or just someone that maybe they can sit down and talk to.
Yeah, I know one of the things that you like to do is match up interests. So maybe you have
right.
a child that is interested in learning more about cooking, and you have somebody that loves to bake. What a great match.
Right. And that's kind of how we start. Part of our application forms for both the big and little pal is one sheet that talks all about their interests and hobbies. And so we try to match them up, because obviously if you have some things in common, it's a good starting ground and somewhere that, you know, you can build on.
Do you have any sort of orientation or training for new big pals?
We do individual training with each big pal and also with a little pal, so they know what to expect. And then through about the first year, we're constantly sending them new things about being a mentor. So they just have some idea of, you know, the best way to be a good mentor.
I would imagine, it was just from talking with other mentoring programs, that you could always use more men.
We can. There's always a lot of boys on our waiting list. And I think part of the reason for that is there's so many children that live with their mothers, mm-hmm. and maybe don't even get to see their father very often, or not at all. And so there, a lot of time it's the boys that really need that.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that the girls don't, because the girls too, they just need someone else to confide in. And you know, both the boys and girls, a lot of times, you know, they already have a parent, and we're not trying to replace a parent. We are only trying to give them a friend and someone else that they can confide in.
All right, we're going to keep Roxanne here and talk more about the Big Pals Little Pals Bowl-a-thon coming up, because we've got an amazing raffle this year. We'll give you all the details coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. We're back with more Community Spotlight, brought to you by Community Internet Megavision, simply the best. Roxanne McCright is with me from Big Pals Little Pals. Your bowl-a-thon is coming up on November 5th.
Right.
And you have a raffle this year.
We do. You know, we've never done this before, but when we were talking about maybe making some changes this year, we want to keep making it more fun and get more people involved. So we said, let's start a raffle. And we had a lot of wonderful people who donated items to us. And so we're just thrilled to be able to do this.
So let's talk about some of the prizes because they're amazing.
We do. We have some great prizes. Probably one of the ones that most people would like is that we have a quarter certified Red Angus USDA prime beef.
I want that.
Yes. Everyone can use that.
Oh, yes.
And we have a lovely lady who has made a vintage refurnished dresser.
Ooh,
and
nice.
She does a great job in doing these. So it would be something anyone would love to put in their home.
Heirloom quality.
Right, right. We have a Mary Kay and Monet gift basket, which would be wonderful. We have a LaRue gift card. We're also going to have an arts and crafts basket and an infant gift basket. And then there is a business in town that makes these beautiful wooden flags mm-hmm. that you can put on your wall. And they have donated two of those for us.
Nice.
So that will be a great gift to win. And then last but not least is $50 in Columbus bucks, which
Ooh.
You can use anywhere.
Pretty
so
much,
everyone
yeah.
will enjoy having the Columbus bucks. So
cool.
These are great prizes.
And how can we get the raffle tickets?
Well, there's several different ways. If you know a Big Pals, Little Pals board member, you can buy them from them. But also, you can buy them in our office, which is in the Columbus Family Resource Center, which is the former hospital. Also, Art Editions is selling them for us. And then we're going to have them the day of the bowl-a-thon, too. And then Riley is going to be there announcing that date, and she will announce all the winners. And you do not need to be at the bowl-a-thon to win. So anyone can buy these raffle tickets, but we will announce them the day of the bowl-a-thon.
And how much are they?
They are $5 or 5 for 20. And we just hope that this is something maybe that would be fun. Maybe you can't sponsor a team to bowl, but you can always buy raffle tickets.
And I got mine yesterday because you can get them here at our studios too, because Kayla, who is mm-hmm. in our traffic department, is one of the board members. So just stop by here at our studios and ask for Kayla. You can get your
right,
tickets.
Right,
right.
Yes. So you can buy them from her.
So we're also going to do a split the pot this year.
We are. This is something new that we're going to add too. So we're just kind of trying to make it more fun and a better way to raise a little bit more money for Big Pals, Little Pals. So it's just going to be a fun day. You can come out and win prizes and just have a fun day bowling.
If someone is interested in becoming a mentor, how can they do that?
You can just give me a call, and our phone number is 563-1081. Or also you can check out our website, which is bigpals.org. And you could also send me an email at bigpals@megavision.com, and we can tell you a little bit more information, maybe give you some information so that you can think about it and decide if this is something you'd like to do. But we just hope that more and more people will get involved in Big Pals, Little Pals, because there's a lot of kids that can just use that additional person in their life.
If you know someone that you think might benefit from having a big pal, should they also contact you about that?
Yes, yes. And, you know, my theory has always been I want to help as many kids in our community as we can. So mm-hmm. if you're, you know, if as a single parent yourself, if you would like to enroll your kids in our program, give me a call. Or maybe you have a friend that, you know, maybe is just kind of struggling and can use a little extra help with their kids. Tell them a little bit about Big Pals, Little Pals and have them give us a call.
Okay. And is there a cutoff deadline for registering a team?
No, we could take people all the way to the end as long as we have room. Mm-hmm. Just give us a call and I can tell you if we've got room. But right now we've got room, so we would love to have more people come and bowl on the bowl-a-thon.
And let's get the details. Where, when?
It is Sunday, November 5th, and it is from 1:30 to 3:30 at Westbrook Lanes.
And get your raffle tickets.
Yes, don't forget those.
All right. Roxanne, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.